This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, let's meet the American League All-Stars. Infielder, Ron Coomer.
Ron Coomer.
Guy who grew up on the south side of Chicago and was a Cubs fan. It's like taking your life in your hands.
You know he's a tough guy.
That's right.
Radio analyst for your Chicago Cubs.
Wrigley Field is shaking right now. Unbelievable.
9-year MLB veteran.
Base hit, Coomer going for two. Here goes the throw to third. It's a stand-up double for Ron Coomer.
That's a nice knock for the old hometown boy, isn't it?
Yes, very good. Well, he's been red hot. He's been in a hitting zone.
1999 All-Star.
Coomer.
The Coom Dog.
And there you are.
No? Ron Coomer with Spiegel at home.
One away and Edmund on first.
Walt's pizza's arrived. Did you hear that, Walt? That boy, Walt. It's spring training for everybody. Had a baby.
Hope you got the pepperoni, Walt. Walt's done a heck of a job.
On 670 The Score.
Ron Coomer joins us right now on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. It is Spiegs and Layla Rahimi right here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show today. And he's still out there in Arizona. It's kind of nice here today, though, Coom. High of around 50. So I brought a little bit of desert air back with me. But I still hated leaving you yesterday after the game. How are you, pal?
I am doing good. I'm a little on the sunburn side today. But, you know, besides that, I'm doing great. Speak.
I got to say, man, it was so fun to sit with you for those ball games. And Layla and I were just talking off the air about like trying to be good partners for each other during the game. Layla, I can tell you, and I'm sure you're not surprised, Ron Coomer as a broadcast partner, as good as it gets.
Oh, heck yeah. Uh-huh. He's the wingman to a successful broadcast. He's easy to fly with.
We
had a lot of fun. Spiegs did a great job. Matty was awesome. And we're getting a little tradition working here now that starts spring training. You and I last few years, and it's been fun. And, we had a couple good ball games. Cubs are winning. But it's just fun, you know. And I think spring training is even more fun than a regular season as in the broadcast sense because it's so new and everything's just getting started. But we had a good time, and Walt's got his pizza from Homer and Ann, and life is good. You know, all's good, I guess.
Okay, Coom, everybody got nice to each other. So now I got to go in with the post-game questions, like you guys just wrapped
Fire
up the
away.
Game.
Uh-huh. Right.
So, Coom, Speak said he had to knock the rust off, but what were your thoughts on his performance over the weekend?
I thought he did great. He did very good. I really do. I thought he did very good. The hardest part about doing spring training is it's so different than a regular season game because, you know, the one inning you'll have the whole starting lineup in there. The next inning, you look down there and you go, oh, there's seven guys that have been taken out of the game. We got seven new guys and their numbers start at 72 and they go up from there. you know, so we got a whole team of pulling guards and offensive tackles just entered. And, you know, it's not always the case that, you know, you have the changes in front of you or names that go with the numbers. So it's not an easy thing to do, but you make the best of it and you try to get everybody's name in, because for the young guys, you know that their families are listening or watching and you want to do that. But Spiggs did a great job. It's not the easiest job, the easiest games to do, but I will say this, him and I, we had a lot of laughs in the last couple of days, that's for sure.
Yeah, we did. The best part of it, and you know this, Coom, because this is your life, was to get to be embedded in with the ball club and where, you know, walking over to the training facility and being in the clubhouse, listening to the manager talk and seeing the manager talk after he's done the official part, when he's just kind of hanging around and will tell you a little bit more, and seeing all these people, you're like an embedded journalist, like a wartime journalist who's embedded in some ways, and you get conversations and you get relationships and you really learn how the people function with the ball club, and just feeling that over the last few days. This is why I ask you, am I just feeling the optimism that comes with spring and comes with, you know, feeling the excitement of being embedded, or are things as positive as they seemed to feel over the last 3 or 4 days there at Cubs camp?
Well, a couple things. One, I understand what you're saying. I've been in camp, in one way or another, either as a player for 17 years or now as a broadcaster for 20, this will be year 23, so long time. And I understand that feeling, and I know what you're talking about. And you do get that sense of you're part of the program, right? I mean, you are. You're not getting any hits and you're not making plays, but you are very much involved in what goes on and the intricacies of our game. And, you know, and there's a certain sense of, you know, the manager has a little trust in the people that are that close to the organization and things that he can say, and he'll say some things that he knows he has to have trust in you to not report right away, because it's something that's, you know, out of the respect for maybe the player, hasn't come to fruition yet, but you know in a day it's coming, right? So there's some trusts and things like that. And then the second part of that, I do believe there's a lot of optimism. I think around the league, you know, as we talk to different people, Bob Nightingale was around a lot from USA Today the last few days that you had a chance to talk to. And I think everybody feels the Cubs are the leading candidate to win a division. You know, we haven't played a game yet, but, you know, that's on paper. But I think there's a sense of optimism, and there should be. You know, this is when you look at the starting lineup and you look at the rotation, and you've got some bullpen pieces now and some bench pieces that, you know, some guys – you know, Justin Turner's first two at-bats right off his couch. He's got a base hit and a walk and like a 9-pitch at-bat. I'm like, yeah, the ho-hum, you know, right off the couch, and here we go. You know, so there's some pieces there to be optimistic about, that's for sure.
We've all been around teams that have made an acquisition where, you know, the players are like, oh, this is for real. You know, like, you know when yeah. they bring up somebody or they acquire somebody who's got an outstanding background or a star. And even in listening and watching the broadcast over the weekend, it was my impression, and I want to ask this to both you, Ron, and Speaks, is that this is a group that does appreciate getting Kyle Tucker. They do appreciate getting Ryan Pressly and Justin Turner. Even though this is not a young group, I would say, it's a group that appreciates having veterans who have that World Series acumen. It certainly felt that way just hearing them talk.
Go ahead, Maddie.
Yeah, I thought so very, very much, Coom. I mean, that moment that you and I watched with Dansby Swanson and Justin Tucker working together, like that's kind of the biggest thing that I brought back from
Justin
that.
Turner.
Yeah, Justin Turner. Thank you.
Yep.
Whoops. Yeah.
We just combined the two into a kicker.
Yeah. Who nobody
hang
wants
with
to be
us, man.
With.
That's going
to
happen.
Yeah. But yeah, Coom, that's like... That experience, first of all, watching BP with you, I always learn stuff. You know that. But watching those two work together and Dansby listening to Justin Turner as much as he was in that session
was pretty fascinating. So, I mean, so what do you think of, like, even veterans like Dansby can get from a guy like Justin Turner?
No, without question. You when you look and you go, okay, last year the veteran player was Michael Tauchman, right? And he was a guy that, you know, and Michael, a local guy and a very good player now at the White Sox. But, you know, when you look at Turner, he's a different breed now. You're talking about a guy that's won World Series. He's been an all-star. He's been, you know, hitting in the heart of the lineup in one of the premier organizations in baseball, playing in the playoffs. They play in the playoffs 8 or 10 years in a row and winning it. So you know, you're adding pieces that everybody looks around the room and goes, who has the hardware, right? Who are the guys that have won the ultimate games? And who are the guys that have been competing in those games year after year after year? It was like Derek Jeter walking in the room. Everybody looked around and went, well, that's the guy. And, you know, you say what you want, but everybody pays attention to that. And I think Turner brings that to the fold. And, you know, and then Tabuti's a really good guy from what everybody has talked about through the league for years. So, you know, instead of having young guys, Layla, to your point, you know, the team was much younger. But, you know, sometimes having a bunch of youth is good. But, boy, when you have some veteran guys that they take the at-bat in the ninth inning, you go, boy, this has a chance of being a game changer. This isn't three swings, the same swing, and hope that the pitcher throws it in my zone. There are guys now that can do some different things and make an impact on the game. So I really like some of the acquisitions that have been made this year for sure.
And I think it's just a shot in the arm to them. You know, I could hear that in some of the interviews that we've heard so far. I also appreciate guys like Ryan Pressly just saying the simple answer when I asked him, you know, what makes you so much better in the playoffs? And he's like, I absolutely hate losing. To have that kind of attitude, even though no player enjoys losing, to hear out of somebody's mouth like that who's been experienced, who's shown you what he can do on a big stage, I do think that that will help the room. I mean, you guys know better than me, but that was my assessment.
No doubt. There's guys that have, you know, been in that position. And there are guys that, you know, there are guys that are playing on the Dodgers right now that are signed to start the season in October, basically. They, you know, whatever they do during the regular season, their track record in October is the reason why they're a Dodger. And, you know, that's part of the reason Preston's here with the Cubs is he's pitching the little chip on his shoulder because he wasn't a closer, regular closer last year. He wants to be that guy, and the Cubs need that guy. Perfect fit. And he can also, you know, help the younger bullpen guys understand what it's like to prep day in and day out in the big leagues and pitch when you're not 100% and give a lot to an organization. So, yeah, no, it's a great answer that he gave. And at the end of the day, what more do you want out of your guys than somebody being to the point of their performance is dictated even that much more and better because they just can't stand to lose. That's a good thing, no doubt.
Hey, Ron Coomer here with us on Spiegel and Holmes. It's Spiegs and Layla Rahimi here on The Score. So bummer not to see Matt Shaw while I was out there with this oblique issue, and you hope he comes back soon, and they're kind of optimistic about that. But I'm trying to figure out who plays behind him, Coom. Like, you know, this is an opening day first baseman, theoretically, who's a kid, and there's this Rule 5 pick, Gage Workman. There's obviously John Birdie, Nicky Lopez. I mean, these are, I mean, how do you feel about that, and who might get the first call if Shaw can't go?
Well, you know, I feel for Shaw. You know, it's one of those things where you're going to get your shot, and then you're early in camp. You're missing the first week of ball games, and maybe the first 2 weeks. We'll see. That's unfortunate. I'm not 100% sure who's going to get the first shot. I would think you sign a guy like Birdie for that purpose. That's why he's here. So, you know, if you're looking at a 26-man roster and you start figuring out who are the guys that are going to make the team, you know, and there's that last two or three guys, position players, you know he's going to make the team. So it would not surprise me here in the early going if he was the guy that, you know, gets run out there quite a bit and plays most of the third base if Matt Shaw's not going to play or can't play. But then there's some other guys. You know, Nicky Lopez has showed pretty well. And you and I saw Workman. Now, he's a Rule 5 guy. So at the end of the day, Workman's a guy that either has to make the team or get sent back. And he's hit a home run and an opposite field double, opposite field homer, opposite field double, and has looked pretty good at third base. So, you know, he's making a case for himself. So we'll have to see. I really hope Shaw gets himself healthy and is able to get on the field just for his own mental health. You want him to get out there and be able to compete and be healthy and play and make or break the team, make the team or not because of your play, not because of an injury. I mean, that's a tough one to put on a young guy, that's for sure.
Hey, Coom, I got to bring in Shane and Tanny here. You guys, Shane, Tanny, Layla, I'm sure this won't surprise you, but when you're hanging with Ron Coomer at Sloan Park in Mesa, you are with the king. Like, other people have to go downstairs and eat media lunch, you know? Not Coom. The guy who runs the entire stadium comes over and says, this is what we're serving in the VIP area. You want some of this? And Coom's like, sure. And he waters down the infield a little bit with whatever cash he's got lying around. takes care of the booth, and we're getting served. Fifth inning, hey, look, there's hot dogs and cookies just showed up here. Oh, and people with the last name Sloan are coming in and just like hanging out and trying to kiss the ring. It's Shane, this does not surprise you that Coom is king of the castle.
Not in the least. And me and Coom, our neighbors, we're in the same neighborhood, and I can't walk around the neighborhood without people saying, oh my gosh, have you seen Ron Coomer in this neighborhood? I say, yeah, I've seen him walking the sidewalks.
Sure,
yeah.
Having lived in that neighborhood, I can also confirm.
Just take it, Coom.
Certain cafe that's pretty popular in town. Well, everybody loves Coom there.
I mean, Tanny,
we have some fun in our neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, you do. Here's the thing.
They pour a nice glass of wine, don't they?
Here's the thing about you. Here's the thing about you. It kind of reminds me of Sinatra used to say, how did all these people get in my room? Everywhere you go, Coom, that's your neighborhood. Everywhere you go, you know? It's
called being around baseball a long time. That's what it ends up being. You know, that's been my life since I was 20 years old, and I love being at the park, and you try to make everybody feel some of that. I think, you know, what more could you ask for out of life than spending your entire adult life, your office being Wrigley Field, Yankee Stadium, the Metrodome, Dodger Stadium. That's been the office for a long time, and whether it's a player or a broadcaster, so I don't take that for granted, but I sure appreciate it, and you hope that you can bring a little of that to some other people, too.
You're like the PG-13 Mr. Rogers, you know? It's the people you meet each day in the neighborhood.
Well, I don't think people will accuse me of being Mr. Rogers now, Layla. I don't think that'll be...
Hey, I said PG-13. Yeah, I mean, we can kick it up to rated R sometimes, but you know, people like you.
Yeah. The cigar on occasion will throw that right off.
There we go. Yeah.
Next
That's
time.
That's suitable for broadcast teenagers.
Next time we'll have a cigar, Coom. Thanks for the warm welcome and the great partnership this weekend, buddy. I appreciate it.
Yeah, great job this weekend. I appreciate you coming down, and I love the tradition we're creating here in spring, and look forward to it again. I know we'll be doing some games here probably during the season, so I look forward to that. Guys, always love listening to you. Thanks for sure. Shader, I'll be back in the hood here in another couple weeks, buddy.
Dinner on me, brother.
Dinner on Shane, as long as Mitch covers it. I think that's the way that goes.
Happy baseball season, Coom.
Shaner, how about that? How about that? We got a hockey nickname out of Coom for Shane Reardon. That's outstanding.
What is it? What's with the dinners? You've been hiding this from me? How dare you?
I
know where Coom lives.
They live in the same building?
Same building. No, okay. It's a few blocks on the road.
Yeah, no, you couldn't afford Coom's building.
Coom couldn't afford mine.
Oh! Here we go.
I can't afford mine.
That's my old building, and that's why I don't live there anymore.
You see? So we can attest. Oh, my God. Outstanding. An absolute surefire NBA Hall of Famer was in town over the weekend and had good things to say about a young bull. I'm intrigued. You should be, too. AJ Pierzynski, top of the hour. But we'll hear from that Hall of Famer next on The Score.